Stormlake Radio, some OABCIG wrestling talk at this time with Falcons coach Randy Neiman. Randy, a few meets under your belt so far. Let's focus on the first two, however. I was at your place to see you win twice in the season opener, and then from there notched two victories over MVAO and Ridgeview. How did you feel about the first two meets of the season for your guys?
You know, Ryan, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I felt very good about our first two meets. You know, you never know when you're putting some new guys out there on the mat or guys that don't have that varsity experience how they're going to perform. And we really came out, and the word I've been using is scrapped. We went out there and fought for position. We fought for moves, and we fought whether we were winning or losing. We just kept fighting, and very happy with that.
And this past Saturday, you were in Manson at the Doug Wood Invitational and came away with four guys taking first place honors.
Yes, you know, it was a very good Saturday for us. We only covered 11 weights, so 11 out of the 14, and we had six wrestlers in the championship matches, and four out of six, and really could have won five out of six. So very pleased with what our older kids are doing, and our younger kids are coming around very good.
Yeah, you got a few guys with high aspirations, I'm sure, to make a run come postseason time, hopefully to the well, where a few guys that are still intact on the roster have been.
We've got three wrestlers who have wrestled, have state tournament experience, so that's always beneficial. They have that confidence. And then two of those, Curtis Krieger and Tyler Anderson, were both place winners last year. And, boy, I don't think you can be a wrestler and hope just to do the same. So they've set their goals up a little higher, and you can see it in the room and you can see it in the matches.
What about some of the other guys that are grappling for you this year?
Well, you know, Tyler has a twin brother, Blake Anderson, who's wrestling 195 this year, and he is ranked by the predicament. And this has really started out his best year. And then they're seniors. Both the Anderson boys are seniors. So he's doing a wonderful job for us. I've got a 13-pounder who has state experience, Jake Neiman. And then my junior class is just very strong, and it's great to see them. I've got Ethan Mortensen and Devin Berenson, who are all doing very good things for us on the mat. And, you know, we don't have great numbers, and that's the problem right now. But we have quality wrestlers where we fill those holes.
These young guys stepping in, no jitters, stepping right in there and feeling comfortable pretty early on, do you feel?
You know, they've taken to it very well, and I just didn't know how good they would do. Our six-pounder is a smaller six-pounder. He's a freshman, and he's holding his own, let's put it that way. Mm. But he's going out there and being aggressive, and I think that goes a long ways here in Northwest Iowa. If you can go out there and be aggressive, you can win a lot of matches, or at least you're in the matches, and that's what we need.
Well, we are chatting here on Thursday afternoon as you are gearing up this evening, as this interview is playing also at halftime of the basketball games. You are in Ottawa to take on West Monona and Kingsley Pearson. What are your thoughts about matching up with those two?
You know, Ottawa, West Monona, is going to be difficult. They've got solid wrestlers up and down their lineup. I wouldn't say that any of their wrestlers are, you know, extremely talented, but they've got young men who are able to hold their own and get victories and not give up falls. And that's going to make it a challenge. Last year we tied with Ottawa and won on criteria. And, boy, I hope it doesn't come that close tonight, but it literally could, because they are a solid, solid dual team. And Kingsley Pearson is still struggling to fill in weights and to get kids with experience. So that's one of those where some of our better wrestlers can really try out some new things, and some of the less experienced wrestlers can maybe have some success.
And then Saturday at the E-Hawk Invitational, always going to be some stingy competition up there.
Yes, you know, I would point to two teams right now that I think really have a great opportunity to win that. One would be Lake Mills, who was a very good team last year at the state tournament, and he just had some really quality wrestlers. And then there's a team that comes out of the Twin Cities area up in Minnesota, Hastings, Minnesota, and they've got more more kids in their school than our entire school district has. So, you get these bigger schools from the Twin Cities, they bring some really tough wrestlers down.
And other tournaments, I always look forward to your Herb Ergens tourney in January, but others, are there any new ones on the schedule this year, or pretty consistent with where you've gone recently?
It's all the same, Ryan. After this weekend, we go to Southeast Polk, and that's just tough. Mm-hmm. You're talking about one of the top teams in the nation, not just in the state of Iowa. And then we go to Ames the next week, the first weekend in January, and there you've got 25 schools from all three classes. And, some of our kids really haven't been to a wrestling tournament until they get into those two and see the quality. It's amazing. We talk about Southeast Polk. They've got 115 wrestlers that started the season for that school district. Mm. And so you know why they're usually very good.
Hey, I was looking at the Hawkeye sports site, and one of your alum, two-time state champion Cash Wilkie's off to a good start this year and hopefully coming into his own.
Yes, it's great to go anywhere, and they find out you're from OABCIG, and they want to talk Cash Wilkie. Yeah. And he's really blossoming down at the university, and he's ranked in the top 15, and in some publications, the top 10 in Division I at 197. And that's really not even his true weight. He should be a 184-pounder, but doing what's best for the team. And, yes, he's undefeated right now, and, boy, I hope he just keeps pouring it on and go Iowa.
Yeah, go Cash, and go Falcons, as OABCIG Wrestling and Coach Randy Neiman joining me. Good luck tonight, Randy, and all season long. Appreciate it.
Ryan, thank you for your time, and, yeah, go Falcons.